I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe in life after love?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This is in the 80s, right?
No. This song is in the 90s. But Cher was big in the 80s,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we round down.
Yeah.
This was sort of like a comeback for Cher.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this feels 80s.
This was the one of the first songs to use auto-tune as an effect in the song.
Well, one of the worst things that ever happened in the music industry.
Well, oh, stop it.
Auto-tune?
Yeah. Well,
am I right?
Gave us T-Pain.
Well, yeah, the auto-tune that you can hear. They used auto-tune before, but just to make it seem like who couldn't sing could sing.
Yeah, so. Come on, man. Roger was using auto-tune.
Roger.
Trumpman.
Oh, yes.
Computer love.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. This was quite a moment. I could, you know, you keep mixing around the 230, what you do at 230. It was supposed to be 230.
Well, I was trying to do 230 80s because we're talking about the 80s stuff today. Figured that song was in the 80s. Turns out it wasn't.
Was not.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's still 230 90s.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. Does this Phillies team seem different, yes or no? What do you think the poll results are?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Feels different.
Yep.
Let's go 64%.
So it's actually nearly 50-50.
Okay.
51.7% say yes, and 48.3% say no.
I gotta start locking in better. I've been off the last couple
weeks. It is. You were pretty on point for months, and last few weeks.
I mean, I'm not reading the fans well.
Not quite as well. Are you not a man of the people? Are you an elite?
No.
Are you a coastal elite?
You know what's happened is I think on a few of them I've oversold. Like with this one, I thought they would feel more that way. More or less, it's probably more people. What was the question again?
Does this Phillies team feel different?
So it's probably more people who are saying it doesn't feel any different than I thought.
Than you thought.
Would be coming off of this series. See, that's what I was really judging it off of. Are you feeling good? It's a Monday. Well, coming off the Dodgers series.
We talked about that on Friday. Not just if they won 2 of 3, but if they won the first one and the third one.
Right.
Which they did. And then yesterday sort of battling back after it looked like they blew the game. They felt like a loss. Like a couple of different times,
sure.
It felt like a loss
sure.
to me. The way the game started, it felt like a loss. Mm-hmm. When we blew the lead, it felt like a loss. So the fact that they come through and they win the game, the bar, it seems, for people to really believe in this Phillies team is as high as you are setting it for most people.
Yeah, and that's the sense I get, and I think it's legitimate. I think it's fair. I really do. When you're a team that has the talent and potential that this team has, coming off the run they've gone on the last 3 years, considering where we are as a sports climate in this city, I'm not saying we're spoiled or anything of that nature. I'm just saying championships is what this town wants.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying championships is what they want. And the idea of getting close and just being happy with a team that gets close isn't satisfying anymore. They had that grace period. They had that. They 3 years of that.
Yeah, but and we could be upset at the end. It just it's I don't know. It's strange to me that
I mean people are going to be impressed by regular season wins.
Yeah,
like I know it's the Dodgers and I know the Dodgers lore. I just think that people not say they don't care because I think people are watching and they're consuming sure. and they watch the games. But I don't think they're going to be wow, this is amazing.
But it's not a bit. So to me, it truly isn't. Now, if they had lost two or three, would I have come in and said they're different? But to me, it is not just about them winning games because you're right. They have won games. Last year, they won more games in the regular season than this core of Phillies have mm-hmm. ever won. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the most successful regular season they had. I would say, even though the team fell apart last year in the playoffs, I would actually say that during the season, it felt like the best team, the most legitimate Phillies team of the last few years. So I guess I understand on some level that they're not going to be happy until the playoffs. But the thing, I keep going back to it. I'm amazed that the thing that we wanted, maybe it's because the Sixers, I for years have wanted a certain thing to happen and never happens. But us wanting them to approach at bats differently, and them actually doing it is stunning to me.
I'll throw this in there. I think we all understand that the postseason matters. So I don't even want to sort of be disingenuous with us as fans by saying that only thing that matters is the postseason.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. What I believe is, there's a part of us that also is guarded against getting overly excited about a team when there's so much baseball left to play.
That's
because
right.
we did get excited last year. We were best team in baseball. Yeah, we were over the top excited just a year ago.
Yep.
So it's hard to come back the next year and do it again. Like it was over 40,000 plus every game this weekend. So it's not that people didn't go out and watch and people didn't come out and enjoy them.
They're just not getting revved up.
Yeah, it's not getting revved up.
It actually sort of reminds me of what, like when you were playing Nintendo and you would get to the last level of the last thing or whatever, Mario Brothers, and you would die and you'd have to start at 1-1 again.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I don't feel like playing this game anymore. it would take a day or two for you to get back and want to try again. I get it. 215-592-9494. Uncle Jamie, you're on WIP. What's up, Uncle Jamie?
Spike, Ike, Jack, good to speak to you all. So let me frame this to you in how I think about it. I think John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski sat down and are watching the press conference of Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie's talking about culture. He's talking about leaders lead. He's talking about how analytics has helped their operation. He's talking about how their primetime performers perform in primetime. I think you get all that together. I think a guy like Bryce Harper, I think a guy like Middleton, Dombrowski, understand it. That infuses into the team. And you see these guys with a renewed focus on delivering the goods when it matters. And I think it directly results to the Eagles' success in this town.
Yeah. So you think the Phillies' success is because of the Eagles' success in a certain way?
In regards of the focus that you're seeing on this team right now, I think it's a direct result of what the Eagles have done in this town to reframe in this city what a winner is. And I think John Middleton takes great pride in being a good owner, and he sees Jeffrey Lurie up there in a celebratory mood, and having an organization that not just in the city, but nationally is respected. And I think John Middleton says, you know what? I paid my money. I did the same thing Jeffrey Lurie does. I bought some great players in. Where's my benefit? Where's my seriousness? Where's our title? And I think that's what you're seeing in the organization right now.
I think that trickles down
to
everybody else.
Do you think, Ike, I could see it from a player standpoint. I could see it in any profession. If somebody who does what you do in the same city comes in and is better or succeeds at
having
a level that
success,
you haven't,
yeah.
I suppose it could raise your commitment to it or understand. I don't think it's impossible, right?
Now, not to toot. My own horn.
We don't do that here.
Well, I'm just saying, we set the bar back then. Everybody else wasn't necessarily winning.
Well, that's a good point.
We were doing the winning.
Yes. Well, that's a good point.
To an extent.
So you wouldn't have felt that because
I didn't feel that from any other team.
Right.
In the city.
Yeah. It's an interesting theory, Uncle Jamie.
The big difference, Ike,
yeah.
is the big difference between your great teams and the current generation of the Eagles, obviously, is that they
was
won
a
the
huge
title.
Difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, I was being nice to you. Like, I was being nice.
No, that's obvious. Yes, that's obvious.
Uncle Jamie, give us someone or something that was big in the 80s.
Oh, here's the big answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Thriller, baby. The Thriller.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid watching that and the end of my seat.
It was
or
on.
You could have just said Michael.
Yes. Well, Thriller, thank you for the call, Uncle Jamie. Thriller, I remember, was on MTV every hour they showed that video.
Yes, sir.
And then the making of Thriller was on MTV every third hour.
Yeah.
That was the biggest video that I could remember of the 80s when that came out.
I'll say this. I think back to what we're saying with Uncle Jamie.
Yeah.
The Phillies winning in 08, I think, put pressure on the other teams in town. Probably more the Eagles than any other team.
Sure.
Because the Eagles had so many opportunities. You know, we had so many opportunities to win and didn't cash in. And it seemed like the Phillies, they didn't do it in 07. They bowed out quick. But the first time they made a run in the playoffs, they won the World Series.
Well, and the other thing that I wonder if the Eagles felt, and I think this might be from an ownership and management perspective more than players, but maybe the Eagles for the first time in a long time felt like, oh my God, we're not the biggest thing going.
There's
right
no doubt.
Now. And it probably drove Jeffrey Lurie
There's
insane.
There's no doubt. Dude, you remember that back then, that there was a little bit of a us versus them,
right.
Who's town.
Yeah.
Like, it really, and it's great to see now that all the teams seem to support one another. It's great to see. But it did have a feeling to it that it was, no, this is a football town. No, this is a baseball town. And when the Phillies won the World Series, you can say whatever town you want to say it was. The Phillies were the only champion in town.
It felt like a baseball town at the moment.
Of course it did. And the Eagles were going through a downtime during that time.
Well, and I'm not saying that it bothers John Middleton that the Eagles won the Super Bowl. That's certainly not what I'm saying. But it probably drives him crazy.
Yeah. It bothers him that his team hasn't won.
Right.
That's really what happens. You're happy that the other owner has done well, but then you say to yourself, hold on, I put together a good ball club too.
I spent as much money as any team in baseball.
Exactly.
Why is the Parkway not full of red on one day it is of, you know, midnight green?
Yes, sir. Because from his perspective, I'm doing my part as an owner.
Right. Right.
I'm doing my part. I'm giving out big contracts. I'm giving my GM the freedom to do things, right? I'm building an analytics department. I'm help rebuilding the farm system. All the stuff that we need to be a winning organization.
I hired the general manager that wins championships.
Right.
I'm doing everything, but I don't have that, and that's all that I want.
Yep.
And I'm sure it drives him crazy. Yep. I'm sure it does. 215-592-9494. Jack, before we get to the phones, why don't you tell everybody about the place where you got to buy appliances?
Yeah, parents got their dishwasher in from National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes.
That was a great experience.
Yes, I went over there for my kitchen.
Listen, National Appliance Warehouse, almost as hot as the baseball team.
Some would say better selection.
Yeah, well,
certainly, would you look at bullpen versus bullpen?
The great part of a National Appliance Warehouse, you never had to beg them to change.
No.
Like you did.
That's a good point.
Like you did.
That is a good point. They're committed to excellence without anybody heckling them for
Don't
it.
Don't worry about their chase, right?
Yep.
Because guess what? They'll get it right in his zone all the time. National Appliance Warehouse is truly different. And listen, I know builders, designers, contractors, you're working hard for your clients. When they need their new appliances, go to National Appliance Warehouse. And there's a couple reasons why. One, you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. Also, tax-free Delaware helps. Also, a great savings events always going on. So you're going to get the great price. You're going to get the right appliance. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom. Everything you could possibly need appliance-wise is at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stamatkin has built a truly great team down there of experienced professionals. You walk in there, you feel like family. And on top of that, they do it all. Installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz said you.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget.
Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
I told him Fritz sent me. They looked at me with a blank look.
Disagree? They said, that's our guy.
I said, Val, we were walking in there, and I was like, watch this. I said, Fritz sent me. Total blank look. Had no idea what I was talking about.
Hold on. I was told confetti from the ceilings. Big deal.
So we're lucky enough to have great ownership with our baseball team, a good baseball team. Pittsburgh Pirates, not necessarily the same. Their fans, I don't think, like their owners very much. So the Pirates had a wall in right field that was 21 feet high and had a logo on it with the number 21 to commemorate Roberto Clemente.
Yes.
They decided they wanted to sell advertising on the wall, and they sold that advertising to our friends at Surfside. And, you know, they asked Surfside, do you want an advertisement, at our stadium? And yeah, of course they said yes. What they, I don't think, told them at all was we're going to take down Roberto Clemente.
Pennant and number.
Unbelievable. They thought nobody would notice. So the Pirates president said this: we did not intend to disrespect the legacy of Roberto Clemente by adding the advertisement to the pad in the right field. When we added the advertisement to the pad, it was an oversight to keep the 21 logo. This is ultimately on me, not anyone else in the organization. It was an honest mistake. We will be adding the 21 logo back to the pad.
Like, honest mistake.
Can you imagine your Surfside? You're like, hey, we got a logo in the wall. Then you find out they just casually removed the Roberto Clemente.
Yeah. I would love to be in the meeting where they decided what we're going to do. We're going to take down 21.
Yes, yeah. We're just going to take. No one will notice. Don't worry. The greatest history, the greatest player in the history of the franchise, or the most legendary player in the history of the franchise.
Well, imagine taking down Jackie Robinson's number to move it somewhere else.
Or to put an ad on it.
Well, that's fine. But my thing is, at what point don't you discuss the number coming down and saying, what are we going to do with it next? Like, so it's one thing to say, we moved it here. This is where it's going to be at.
Right.
This, that, and the other. I think people will understand that. It's still up. Right, it's in a prominent place as long as it's not hidden somewhere. But to act as if it was just an oversight and my bad.
Well, to your point, they actually have to decide. Let's remove the Clemente thing. And you can imagine imagine that you're in the advertiser and they told you what we're thinking is just we're going to remove the Roberto Clemente thing and we're just going to put a Surfside can there. If I were Surfside, I'd be like, well, could you find a different wall?
They probably didn't tell Surfside.
No,
that. Yes,
of course not. Yeah. Yes, you would be like, find a different wall, or unbelievable.
That's on Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
seriously, that's one of your own.
Well, and everybody involved in the decision to say, because more than one person has to be involved in moving the 21.
Yes. Yes, we're putting this up. Does anybody know where is this? Well, hold on, we're not putting this back up somewhere?
Yes, the guy that removes it. He's out there pulling it off. He's like, hey, where's the 21 going?
Where are we putting it at now?
Nowhere?
This can't be right.
No. Nowhere?
Yeah, nowhere.
You only just move it over? All right. 215-592-9494.
At least they do have Paul Skeens, though.
Yes, they He's do have Paul Skeens. Yeah. He is great. Tony in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Yeah, that's great. They got him until they trade him like they do with everyone
with everybody else.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Should we, Jack, should we start putting together a package for Skeens?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not going to pay him.
No, so, of course not.
Might as well.
Start working on it.
They're absolutely not going to pay him. And then wherever he goes, he's going to have great success. So why not us?
Right.
Hey, we'll take the 21 too. Put it in the back. Put the 21 in right field.
We should. We should put the 21.
That's great.
Yes. Good point, Tony. Yes. Good point. Right. Good point.
I want the school out there, guys. It is an absolute joke of a fan base. It's a joke of a franchise. I mean, that ESPN article came back, you know, like 25 years ago about how basically with the revenue sharing, the Pirates owners were just taking it and putting it right in their pocket. I mean, genius from their standpoint. But from the fan standpoint, not good.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. I haven't been to the stadium, but everybody says it's like as good a stadium as there is in baseball. I've never been there, but it's a shame they don't have a team that lives up to it.
Well, Elliot says it's an overrated stadium.
Oh, Elliot says that?
Yeah. Okay. Never been there either.
He's never been there.
Nah, he doesn't like the love for PNC Park.
Even though he's never been there?
Yeah. Okay. Says it's overrated.
All right, there we go. Tony, you feel the Phils are different or not different?
No. This is just prolonging the inevitable here, guys. Like, I get it. Hey, listen, 9 games, 7 wins. That's awesome. Unfortunately, as Ike will continue to say, this is all about October for this team. Like, I get it. It's a long season. We're excited. They're not chasing, which is where you got your panties in a bunch over there, Spike, and I get it.
Not just me. Everybody. Everybody.
Well, your panties were the highest at this point. But in this case, they still need to hit in October. This comes down to one thing. Like, last year, the goal was win the division. And that's what kind of the fans rallied around, right? There was this huge celebration for winning the division, but it's like, wait, we went to the World Series 2 years ago. Like, I'm sorry, I'm getting old. I'm getting gray hairs, guys. Dude, I need championships, man. I don't need 7-2 starts. I don't need the best record in baseball in May.
Yeah.
I don't need home field throughout. You know what I want? Yeah. I want championships. And until that happens, then this is just a let's just see when we get there. That's all this season is. I'm sorry. It's the Sixers have done this to us. I blame the Sixers.
Oh.
They have literally
exactly right. Yeah. What do you got to say about that, Spike?
It's unbelievable.
It is a fair point, though. It's a fair point.
100% a fair point.
Yes, but if the Sixers... okay, let's put this on pause for a second. Hang on, Tony. Let's say this year they come in and Embiid is not hurt. He is legitimately in the best shape of his life. They start off, you know, 7-2, and all of those things that you're telling me, we wouldn't be looking at it and saying, "Oh my God, this is the thing that we wanted."
No.
Of course, I would.
Well,
I think
no,
we
you would.
Well, no, but if
wait, no, we would say get past the second round.
Well, for sure, ultimately, but I think we have to look for the habits that will take us through October.
Yeah.
Are habits that we have to see in April.
That is very logical, and I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm not saying you're out of your mind for the way you would view it.
Sure.
I'm just saying for us, it's, I hate to say it, man, but Eagles winning the Super Bowl, they've gone to 2 in the last 3 years. Like, this is what we expect. This is what we want from every team in the city, championships. We want parades, man, every year. Parade.
But you can't win the parade in, you can't get the parade in April.
I understand that.
I think they're different. They feel different to me. Tony, and I know you say I got my highest panties in the bunch or whatever, but
bloomers.
Yeah, but the chasing drove everybody nuts. We talked about it all offseason. We talked about it all spring training. The players were asked about it, and it's different.
Listen.
Yes.
I get your point. It's great. It's through, again, it's 9 games. 2 of the teams that we've played are dismal. In fact, I think the Rockies have the lowest win, you know, over-under in the entire league.
Yeah.
So it's tough to really get that excited about that sweep. I get it. Again, 7 wins in 9 games is great, and they aren't chasing as much. It's literally 3 series, dude. I mean, we got to see this in October, and that's what it comes down to. It's all about October.
I agree with you. It has to happen in October. But as I just said, that seeing it in April gives me a much better hope that we will see it in October. Tony, for next question, give us something or someone that was big in the 80s.
Well, you stole it because you said Nintendo, so I appreciate that. So I pivoted to breakdancing.
Yes.
Breakdancing.
Now, that is a huge one. Yes.
I could move a little bit back then.
Did you breakdance?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tried.
Everybody tried. Everybody
tried.
You know,
one thing I wanted to do that I couldn't really do was I couldn't get more than two rotations with the spin.
On your back?
Yeah. You know, I couldn't do the one where they flew, constantly twisting. Like, I couldn't do it that way. If you give me two of them, I could get two of them in.
So there were the
I
two
could do the rodeo.
The two big rap movies, the two big breakdancing movies were Beat Street and Breakin'.
Yeah.
Breakin', great flicks.
Yep.
And I think I've brought this up before. So they would sell the breakdancers would do all their moves on a car. They would like a flattened out cardboard box or whatever.
Yep.
But they started selling like breakdancing mats.
Yeah.
And Alfonso Ribeiro sold a breakdance mat on TV. Like, I remember the commercial for it. And I'm pretty sure, of course, I had it or whatever.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, the first day, you probably got it before it even hit the market.
Yeah, but Ike was doing his backspins on gravel.
Let me tell you. No, on grass.
Okay, on grass.
We did it on grass. Not on gravel. That's pretty rough. Not even I could do it on gravel.
Okay.
I get the point, though, yes.
Okay.
It's on grass. And the funny thing when you say that, though.
Yeah.
I had a flashback being a kid and seeing Alfonso Ribeiro doing all these breakdancing commercials and for these mats he was selling. And he couldn't have been the furthest thing from the hood.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, that was his whole image was Carlton. Like, Carlton was selling the breakdance mat, of all people.
Well, and he became famous because of what?
Oh, the dance. The bad dance.
Yes.
The Carlton dance.
No.
Oh,
before then.
What?
The Thriller video with Michael.
Alfonso Ribeiro was in that?
Oh, Beat It. Was it Beat It? He might have been Beat It.
Yeah, he wasn't in Thriller.
No, I might have been Beat It.
Okay, yes.
It was one of the videos with Mike.
Okay. Oh, was he?
Was it a Pepsi commercial?
Maybe it was a Pepsi commercial.
Maybe
I don't think he was in Beat It. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them, he was dancing with Michael Jackson. That's how it got popped.
There it is. Took us 52 minutes to get to the point where Spike and Ike try to remember something that happened 30 years ago.
That's 40 almost.
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Looks like a Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
A Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Know something.
215.
I was getting there, closer and closer.
You got there, though. That's what counts.
Got there eventually. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies feel different? I say yes. Ike says, meh, maybe a little bit. Tell me in October.
Can I say one thing on the way out?
Yeah.
30 days.
That's your...
We need at least 30 games to see this. Can we see it for 30 games?
Sure.
I mean, I see nine games.
I just wanted to beat. I wanted two out of three from the Dodgers.
Yep,
we got two out
did.
Of three, and game one and game three, which is exactly the way I wanted it.
Some people were saying they only needed one out of three.
Oh, right. Somebody here, as long as they were close.
Were
Elliot didn't even care if they got swept.
Yeah, he's already calling a win when they blew the lead yesterday.
Yeah.
In text messages. What a loser.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.